Well, after having worked for 2 years with the State Planning Commission, and this may be a significant event, I returned one day on the 16th of July, 1938, and found a desk, a letter on my desk from the first Governor Paul Johnson saying, effective on the 15th, you being replaced as Assistant Director of the State Planning Commission. Well, that shook me up a little bit, but it turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me, because nothing wrong with being in public service, but I might still be working for the state. I don't know. And it was in the December of that year, November, that I went to work for the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation in 38. And it was about 10 years later that the Farm Bureau decided to sponsor the construction of a synthetic nitrogen plant, farmer-owned, which was the first farmer-owned synthetic nitrogen plant that had been built in place in the world. And it was through my work with the Farm Bureau in developing the organization and the financial support, the equity support for Mississippi Chemical, that led me to the point where when the board of directors asked me once about serving as general manager, and I said it would be a new experience, but I'd try it. So that's how I got involved with Mississippi Chemical.